Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's so good to see you this morning. Welcome to Rosedale United Church. Welcome to those who are joining us online. We're so glad to be with you this morning. It's really always good to be together, and we're so glad that you're here to form this community this morning. My name is Kristen. For those of you I haven't met yet, I'm the Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care here at Rosedale United. And with me in leadership this morning is Dr. Sarah Svensson, our music director. The choir is among you. We've got Celine, who's doing our live stream, and Ben, who does our sound. And special this morning, we are welcoming Katie Vardy. Katie, can you just give a wave? Welcome to Katie. I'm going to introduce Katie more fully during the service. But Katie is here as we inaugurate again for another season our theme for the year and our tradition of having monthly guest speakers that help us to explore our theme. So I'm really pleased to share this 2025-2026 theme is "Let Your Hearts Take Courage." And that is a line from Psalm 31. And courage, I can't think of anyone who doesn't need it these days. I think of it as having the resolve to live with authenticity, live with integrity, live with love, and to do so even when you don't know how it's all going to turn out. That is courage. And when we come together, when we come to places like this, we let our hearts take courage together. So from today and now every month, we'll have different preachers helping us to explore this theme. And Katie, welcome to you. We are here, Rosedale United, a congregation committed to supporting human flourishing in this neighborhood and also in our city, and we gather each week to learn, to grow, and to serve. And I want to share some announcements that we've got from our community this morning. First is from Sarah. Postlude is a little longer than usual this morning. She is giving you permission in advance. If you need to get up and move and get on with your Sunday, she's fine with that, okay? She's giving you the notice now. But that actually works out really well, because we've got lunch today also after church. We are having another of our community lunches, and special today we're gathering with the congregation from St. Luke's United Church. We are collaborators with St. Luke's on their ministry, and so they are coming to eat with us today. They're going to be coming after their own service, so they'll probably be here around between 12:15 and 12:30. So a longer postlude actually kind of helps us out. Thanks, Sarah. So all that to say, after the service today, just come on downstairs to the gym. We'll have tea, coffee, conversation as we wait for the folks from St. Luke's. And then we have a wonderful chili lunch. There's meat chili, there's vegetarian chili, there's cornbread, salad, cakes, cookies, desserts. And it's all for us just to enjoy together. So we do hope you can stay and welcome our friends from St. Luke's. Halloween is coming up this Friday. We are a trick-or-treating site here, and Sarah will be playing spooky organ music while the trick-or-treating happens. So come on by, and if you can help out, we're decorating on Tuesday. And if you can donate chips, we'd love them. Thank you in advance. One last announcement from me. Sarah and I are reviving our Christmas pageant. We're going to perform it, we hope. We're doing it. Yeah, it's not an I think, it's happening. We just need the kids. It's happening. Christmas Eve at 5 p.m. So if you have kids in your life, neighbors' kids, your grandkids, your nieces' kids, whoever, we want you to spread the word that we're helping kids to learn the Christmas story this year and put on a special performance at our family service on Christmas Eve. They can do a pop-up choir with Sarah to learn the Christmas carols. They can do the pageant performance part, that'll be with me, or they can do both. It's wide open. We'd love to engage the community in this, so help us to spread the word. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Here at Rosedale United, we are proud to be an affirming congregation. We celebrate people of all backgrounds, sexualities, and gender identities as gifts of the Creator. And we gather this morning on this Sunday closest to All Hallows' Eve and All Saints' Day to remember saints past and present, to receive the teachings they have passed down, and to offer thanksgiving for their legacy of faith. And so with that, I invite us to stand in body or spirit as we now call ourselves to worship. Please join with me. Holy One, you have called us into the beauty of your kingdom. We come imperfect as we are because we have experienced your call. Holy One, you are faithful from generation to generation. We come thankful for those we know who followed your way and led us here. Holy One, you love us as we are, broken and beautiful. We come thankful for your unconditional love. Holy One, you transform us day by day into all we are called to be. We come willing to change and grow as we seek justice in the world. Holy One, you are aware of all those who will come after us. We come desiring to be a faithful witness to those of your beloved kingdom. Holy One, you are the source of all connections, families, story, and song. We come knowing that we are not alone. Thanks be to you, Holy One. Amen and amen. And we sing together for all the saints. We're singing verses 1 and 2 and 5 and 6. The peace of Christ be with you all. Friends, I invite you to turn to those neighbors who are around you, extending the peace of Christ, especially if you don't recognize this person, especially if you haven't met them yet. And of course, prayer hands are okay. All right. Friends, as we greet each other, the light and warmth and presence of Christ greets us. I want to invite us just to take a moment of silence as we center ourselves, as we gather ourselves for prayer. Silence is a gift in our noisy world, and so we welcome silence. Let us pray. Holy One, Creator of days gone by and days to come, we are created with imagination and memory. We are full of feelings sparked by what we know, read, and understand of the past, and we are full of prayers of hope for the future. Today we celebrate those who worshiped and worked here before us. Let their faith guide us this day and in all days to come. Help us admit to you, our Maker, and to ourselves, our fears of weakness, our faults, our lack of faith. Understand us as we share from the depths of our hearts with you the times when we let our fear seize us, our prejudice guide us, our hungers rule us. Calm us, guide us, free us, O love. Assure us of forgiveness, hope, and new life. In Jesus' name we pray, saying together the words that he taught us. O loving parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
our question to help us explore our theme today and open the theme is very simple. Who has been a neighbor to you this week? Who in your life acted with unexpected kindness toward you? Who was gentle or forgiving with you? Who did something surprising and unexpected for you? Who has been a neighbor to you in your life this week, in a very small way or in a big way? This reflection is just for you in your own heart. I invite you to contemplate as Sarah plays.
Our first reading is from Psalm 65. We will hear a modern paraphrase of the psalm by the writer Nan Merrill. Praise to you, O indwelling beloved, and to you we commit our lives, to you we hear our prayers. To you we come when we go astray, when our transgressions fill us with guilt, you do forgive us. Blessed are those who draw near to you, those who dwell in your heart. Awaken us to your kindness. Enter into your holy temple, our heart. Through pain and suffering, your presence sustains us. O merciful one, our comforter, you, the hope of all the earth and of the farthest seas, who by your light created the mountains, being guided by love. You still the roaring of the seas, the pounding of waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell even at the earth's outer bounds recognize and reverence you. At the rise of each morning, and as the sun sets at night, the people bow their heads in reverent gratitude. You visited the earth and slaked our thirst, offering living streams of water. You fed the hungry and taught love's way. You watered hardened souls, filled with stone and weeds, softening them with kindness and blessings with their growth. You crowned your years with abandonment, inviting all to eternal life. In the desert flowers comes forth, the pastures flourish, giving food to the poor. The valleys rise up. May all the peoples dance and sing together with joy. In these words, may we find wisdom for living today. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So, likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating them with oil and wine. Then he put on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the witness of the early church. May these words comfort us, challenge us, and inspire us.
Friends, we stand in body or spirit to respond in song. When I needed a neighbor, we're singing verses 1 and 2 and 4 and 5. Please be seated. Friends, on this Sunday before All Saints' Day, I share as our prayers of the community a litany for the saints who have come before us. And I'm going to sound a chime during our prayer like the sound of the chime resounding. So may the goodness of these holy ones resonate in our lives. Let us pray. God of our ancestors, today we gather to our hearts all those who have influenced our lives with their love and goodness. Although they have passed on to the other side of this life, their lives continue to affect who we are and what we do. We remember the ones who lived and loved deeply, who found their inner strength from you. We remember the light-filled ones who kindled our spirits with their teachings. We remember the risk takers who faced their fears and took action, who sought justice even though they had a price to pay for it. We remember the vulnerable ones who allowed us to care for them. We remember the brave ones who walked through their struggles with hope, who taught us how to trust and have confidence during our times of difficulty. We remember the great lovers of life whose humor and enthusiasm lifted our spirits and brought us joy. We remember the nurturers who sustained us by their caring presence. Sacred One, giver and sustainer of life, thank you for the holy ones whom we have known. May our lives model their virtues. May our hearts resonate with their goodness. Amen. And I'll ask you to join with me in our response and offering. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world. In this moment, there may be someone that you are remembering that you want to continue to remember and light a candle in their honor. And so there are stations around our sanctuary and here at the front where you can come and do so, or to light a candle in honor of a person or place, a prayer that you are holding, an intention that you want to set. And equally, you are invited to use this moment to support the ministry of this congregation with your offering. And you'll see our offering box at the back. You'll also see materials that Katie has brought with her for a very important place called the Rainbow Community Places. And so that invitation is there for you. And equally, you're invited to enjoy this moment of peace and comfort as Sarah plays. And so all that is open to you. Thank you. Choir, that was awesome. Truly, you and your voices help our hearts to take courage with the songs that you sing. Thank you for bringing the music each week. And I am proud to introduce Katie. Welcome, Katie. Katie is a proud Newfoundlander living in Toronto, serving right now as minister at Birchcliff Bluffs United Church in Scarborough. And Katie's been in this role since 2024 as part of her supervised ministry education placement. Katie's a candidate for ordained ministry in the United Church of Canada and will graduate this spring, be ordained this spring. Yeah. Katie's ministry is driven by a strong commitment to justice, empathy, and radical inclusion, and they are especially dedicated to creating spaces of belonging for 2S LGBTQIA+ people, both within and outside the church. Alongside their congregational work, Katie collaborates closely with Rainbow Community Places, a grassroots nonprofit providing safe, affirming programs for queer and trans youth and seniors in Scarborough. And one way she supports this effort is by leading the kitchen during the weekly drop-in and making sure that everyone who enters is greeted with warmth, nourishment, and acceptance. When she's not at church or out in the community, Katie enjoys spending time with her partner and their cat. Yeah. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be here. So my name is Katie Vardy. I use she and they pronouns. As Kristen said, I serve as the minister of Birchcliff Bluffs United Church in Scarborough, and I'm also a candidate for ordained ministry in the United Church of Canada, completing my supervised ministry education placement as part of that journey. However, the most genuine introduction I can offer is this: I am a queer person of faith. I am someone who believes that the gospel comes alive whenever we cross the road, whenever we see, stop, and serve those whom the world has passed by. As part of my ministry, I've been privileged to support a remarkable grassroots organization called Rainbow Community Places, which operates two programs: Toby's Place for queer and trans youth, and Dorothy's Place for queer and trans adults over the age of 50. And I want to be clear from the beginning. Rainbow Community Places is a secular program. There is no religious agenda, nor conditions for belonging. Our space is open to people of any faith or none at all. Although the programs are held in a church building, they are not church programs. They are community-led, volunteer-powered, and guided by a simple conviction: every person deserves safety, dignity, and belonging with no strings attached. That conviction is deeply connected to my own sense of call, because for me, what it means to follow Jesus is to practice radical love, radical inclusion, and radical care in the world. Our scripture begins with the question we still ask today: Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answers, love God, love your neighbor. But then the scholar presses on, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus replies not with a definition, but with a story. A traveler is beaten and left for the dead on the road, and the priest passes by, and the Levite passes by. And then the Samaritan, the one despised and dismissed, stops. He tends to the stranger's wounds, ensures care, and refuses to walk away. And it's easy to romanticize the Samaritan. But remember, he is the last person anyone would ever expect to be the hero of the story. And this story isn't only about kindness, it's about courage, about crossing boundaries, challenging assumptions, and refusing to let fear dictate compassion. And it's a story that still unfolds on the roads between downtown Toronto and Scarborough, in the basements of churches, in the spaces where love chooses to cross the street. In 2016, Birchcliff Bluffs United Church became an affirming congregation, committed to being public, intentional, and explicit in our welcoming of queer and trans people. But affirming, as we all know, means more than words on a website. It means action. And so, when we learned that queer and trans youth in Scarborough had nowhere safe to gather outside of downtown Toronto, we did what Jesus would have done. We opened our doors. So in 2017, Toby's Place was born, named after Toby Dancer, a beloved trans musician who passed away in 2004. Toby's Place became a beacon for young people seeking safety, friendship, and affirmation. A year later, we recognized another unmet need: community support for queer and trans adults and seniors, many of whom had lived decades in silence and fear. And so, Dorothy's Place was born. A warm, welcoming drop-in where older queer and trans folks could share meals, laughter, and life. Together, Toby's Place and Dorothy's Place form Rainbow Community Places, an incorporated registered charity. And though they meet in a church, they are secular spaces of care and compassion open to all. On a typical Monday, the church basement hums with life. At 11 a.m., Dorothy's Place gathers about 15 participants, mostly seniors, and they share lunch, and they swap stories, and they check in on one another. Most recently, we've been offering a series of workshops on technology and scam prevention, alongside programming that focuses on health and wellness. Each participant that comes to program has a unique story. Many have spent years estranged from family or faith communities, but here they are seen and they are celebrated. Later that day, the youth arrive. Backpacks thud onto the floor, music begins to fill the room, dinner is served, and volunteers and participants talk about art, school, pronouns, pop culture, life. For some, this is the one place all week where they can exhale, where no one questions their name or their worth. It's noisy, it's tender, it's holy, though not in the traditional sense. It's holy because love is there, along with dignity and hope. And though there are no sermons preached or prayers recited, the gospel is being lived through casseroles, through conversation, and through community. My friends, we are living in a moment where queer and trans lives are under attack, in politics, in schools, and yes, sometimes even in churches. We are seeing rhetoric that denies the dignity of God's beloved children. Our youth at Toby's Place, they know this. They see it online, they feel it in the school hallways. They carry the anxiety and the heartbreak of a world that keeps debating their right to exist. And yet, they keep showing up. They show up for art making, for community, for dinner, for laughter and life. They remind us all of what courage looks like. And our seniors at Dorothy's Place, they know it too. One of our participants, a 76-year-old woman, told me, "I thought that I would be alone forever, but now I have family again." She found belonging through the simple grace of people showing up and saying, "You belong here." Friends, this is not just about surviving this moment. It's about building a future where every queer and trans person knows that they are valued, supported, and never alone. Because the Jericho Road, it's still dangerous. And the church's call, our call, is to keep on crossing it. Rainbow Community Places is in every way a Jericho Road ministry. Not religious, but deeply spiritual in its purpose. It exists because compassion demands more than just words. And this work, it takes a village. Volunteers prepare meals, facilitate workshops, and offer listening ears. Staff coordinate programming and outreach, and behind it all, we depend on the generosity of those who believe in this vision, people like you. My own belief in this ministry is not just something I carry in my heart. It's something that I feel called to live out in practice. One way that I've been doing this is by giving my full honorarium for my time with you today directly back to Rainbow Community Places. It's a small way of putting my faith into action, of saying with both my words and my resources, this work matters, this community matters. Beyond today, I have been traveling to different churches across the Greater Toronto Area to share the story of Rainbow Community Places, to raise awareness of this essential program, and to invite others to partner with us in sustaining it, not as charity, but as a form of solidarity. Because this isn't just about money, it's a movement. About each of us finding our own way to cross the road. Maybe you can give financially. Maybe you can connect us to someone who can. Maybe you can simply tell the story and keep that light of compassion burning. Because I believe with all of my heart that this is gospel work, even if it doesn't use religious language. It is the kind of work that calls us to create spaces where everyone is fed, welcomed, and known by name. And I believe that together, we can make that vision possible. Rosedale United, you are a community known for compassion, creativity, and courage. You understand that faith is not confined to the sanctuary. You know what it means to live your faith out loud. And that's why I believe you can be a vital part of this story, not as bystanders, but as companions on the road. By supporting Rainbow Community Places, whether through financial gifts, advocacy, or connections, you are participating in this sacred, courageous work. You are ensuring that every person who walks through our doors can feel the love and care they deserve. You are saying you belong here. When you give, you are not funding a church program. You are sustaining a secular community initiative that reflects the deepest truths of our faith. Every person is beloved. Every life has worth, and that love is not limited to creed or condition. We are called to be a community where love is louder than hate, where justice is not an afterthought, where belonging is more than just a word. Jesus ends his story with a command, go and do likewise. It's not a metaphor, it's a movement. Every time we choose to cross the road towards compassion, towards justice, towards one another, we participate in that movement. Rainbow Community Places is one such crossing. And today, I invite you to join us in spirit, in story, and generosity as we continue to build a world where everyone has a place at the table, no matter who they are or whom they love. May we be a people who see, who stop, who serve, and who, by God's grace, keep crossing the road. May it be so. Amen.
Friends, I invite us to stand and sing together, All Who Hunger. Friends, may we move from here with the peace of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, and the companionship of Jesus surrounding us always as we take steps to cross the road. We bless each other as we go to show by touch and word.